The next patient. The next patient is Clayoda Breville. I'm going to spell the first name. Charlie Lima Alpha India Oscar Delta Alpha. CLAIODA. Last name, Breville. Beta Roger Echo Victor India Lima. Breville. B-R-E-V-I-L. Sixty-four-year-old Haitian female that was seen in this office last on July 15, 2021. The patient has a 5 to 7 year history of diabetes mellitus, and apparently she has been on a number of medications for the diabetes. Currently, the patient is receiving Jardiance, 10 milligrams on a daily basis. She has a remote history of abdominal mass, and apparently, according to her description, she was referred to Orlando more than 5 years ago. They did an open laparotomy, and they removed a large mass that was impinging in the ureters with the bilateral hydronephrosis. The patient recovered from that obstructive nephropathy and has been functioning pretty well. She hasn't been in the hospital lately. The latest laboratory workup is dated March 21st, 2024. The serum creatinine is 1.3, the BUN is 14, the estimated GFR is 46. The patient has a protein creatinine ratio albumin creatinine ratio that is less than 7. In other words, she is a CKD3A that is most likely associated to nephrosclerosis because of the arterial hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia. And the component of obstructive nephropathy in the past. Number two, diabetes mellitus. The patient has obesity. She is 183 pounds and she is 5'2". I spend a great deal of time, more than 25 minutes, talking about prevention and treatment of the insulin resistance with diet. I gave the rationale of avoiding industrial production of food, avoid meats, and just try to follow a plant-based diet. Decrease the sodium intake and increase the activity as much as possible. The patient says that she is going to try, and I am going to give her an appointment to see us in 3 months, and we are going to make sure that she loses at least 8 pounds of body weight. Following number, a history of arterial hypertension that is under control, Today's blood pressure 130 over 80. I'm not going to change the medication. Following number, the patient has a hypercalcemia with a normal PTH. Whether or not the patient has elevated ionized calcium is unknown, and we will find out. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, a gout that has been dormant for a lengthy period of time by decreasing the animal protein intake. The patient will control the gout. We will check the uric acid. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, vitamin B12 deficiency, also in supplementation. We are going to reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. I have not changed any medications to see whether or not this patient is going to cooperate. And I make sure that I am expecting her cooperation. Otherwise, our intervention is going to be futile.